to get you the answers that you're looking for. And with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
New
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. Very persistent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. They make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight on The Score. So last night at Cameron Indoor Stadium, I don't know if you saw it, just an absolutely unhinged Mike Krzyzewski goes running over to the student section, like directly across the court, right? Just and he just starts screaming at him, shut up, telling the Duke students, they're looking like, what do we do? And apparently, Coach K was old and confused, and he didn't quite understand that they weren't taunting Jeff Capel. It was a tribute to the former Duke player and assistant coach, and that they commonly do. This happened long after my time there, but people who come back to the fold with another team, they'll say a name and they'll say, sit with us, like come be one of us, come be, you know, sit in the student section with us because you were a student here, that whole thing. And I guess Coach K didn't understand and he thought they were taunting him. He did apologize afterwards, which I never expect him to do.
He doesn't do it often,
because he doesn't do it often, but he did. He apologized and said he probably shouldn't have run over there and started screaming at the Duke students because they weren't really doing anything bad, and it looks on their face were like, what are we doing?
What's going on? I'm sorry, Dad.
Why is Dad mad at us here?
Worship for that guy is unreal.
Somebody else tweeted that the looks on all the faces of the Duke students, this is dead on. There's so many. It's like, how many of these kids want to say, do you know who my father is? which is absolutely 100% true. It's like, my dad's on the board of trustees. You don't want to do this. My dad's the president of Indonesia or whatever it is. So it was really, really nicely done. The truth is that Krzyzewski used to come to every freshman dorm every year. Every new class of freshmen, there'd be a night where you'd gather in the common area, and he would be there, and he would tell you what he expected of you as a fan.
Oh, God.
We would much prefer that you don't single out
players on the opposing team by name, because sometimes they get extra motivation when you start making fun of them, that they want to respond. And I could tell you stories about Michael Okorin and Lorenzo Charles and how they responded. So we prefer that you keep it general. And he would talk about that. There used to be a tradition too that the student sections before games and during timeouts would throw tennis balls across the court,
yeah,
at like head level and really hard. And another thing, knock it off with the damn tennis balls. It's like no one thought to stop it. And like, it was the Wild West back then.
Yeah, I was
like,
just saying, Cameron Indoor sounds like a lawless place.
It was.
Coach K's
no,
just
they,
around
they
going,
kicked
stop!
Out. They kicked out a group. It was called BOG or Bunch of Guys. It was like an unfraternity.
Uh-huh.
They would go. They would stand up and spit into the opposing huddle.
Okay, well that's. I mean, that's not good.
No, I'm serious. They would just like spit.
Oh, you're
them.
Serious? I'm serious in saying that's
it was,
terrible.
It was bad. And then Bunch of Guys got disbanded. That was the group that did Live Donkey Kong. That a kid got knocked out and nearly died because of the switchback concrete stairs.
Yeah.
And they were dropping, they're throwing kegs down. The Donkey Kong would throw empty kegs, and the guy, as Mario, would have to dodge the kegs going down the switchback stairs.
That's a horrible idea, absolutely something I would have been involved in sophomore year.
And a guy took a keg to the face, and then Bunch of Guys was no more.
Oh, that ends.
We thank Mike Florio and Hub Arkish for joining us today. Zawoski Camp and Diaz, the producers. Brian Gertz himself. The man himself, not one of his elven underlings.
No,
he
Brian.
Had the video feed. Next up, we'll do Transition with Lawrence Holmes. He's down in Miami, so that's coming up on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I used to say that the most influential people in my life were my mother, my father, and Michael Jordan in that order. Like, I idolized the man. Why I was so drawn to Kobe was that he unabashedly was trying to be like Mike.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select supplyhouse.com. Take the field at supplyhouse.com Monday, February 3rd to get 1% off for each touchdown scored in the big game. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Author Chris Edmonds' book, No Surrender, tells the story of his father, a Jewish-American POW, and his acts of defiance against his Nazi captors.
So the major storms over to my father. He says, they cannot all be Jews. To which my father declared, we are all Jews here. The Nazi turned blood red. One last chance. Sergeant, you will order the Jewish prisoners to step forward or I will shoot you.
To hear more, go to connectingvets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford Z Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just, to this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet, because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And you know, and in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you? For a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Don't forget about the environment when making your New Year's resolutions. This year, resolve to use less gas in your car. You can carpool to work a couple days a week, use public transportation like buses or trains, combine errands to make fewer trips, and take a walk for any distances of a mile or less. And think about an electric car when looking for your next vehicle. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Homer Esiason.
I just don't see the Patriots paying Tom Brady top end dollar when I'm talking about $35, $40 million a year for a starting quarterback in the NFL with his resume. I don't think he's going to be there. I think he's either in another uniform or he is retired. I don't see, you know, the Chicago Bears spending the kind of money it may take to actually get him to go there. I don't see him and Matt Nagy seeing eye to eye, and I just, they're a team that would be one of those teams you would say, yeah, we're the really good teams that may be in need of a quarterback. And like I keep telling you guys, I think that they should bring somebody in to push Mitchell and to make him compete for this job and not let him think that it's all his, that he's got to go out and earn it and immerse himself in the playbook. But I don't think Tom Brady's that guy.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Wow, what a day.
And that day continues with Lawrence Holmes as he is set up on Radio Row down in South Miami Beach at the convention center there. And this is when it starts to get a little crazy. It has not been wacky yet. It really hasn't. I think we kind of, there's just a way of doing the media business now that is inherently less silly than it used to be, and that's kind of too bad. But
well,
is there silly?
What do you think?
Well, is there wacky?
I did see someone getting ready to do a stand-up yesterday as I was walking out, and it was prop comic-tastic. I mean, it was headband and eye black and all sorts of stuff. And I'm just going, really? Is that really what you need to set the scene from the Super Bowl? Like, we got to make it a whole thing.
I would love for you to grab some obscure celebrities. I know you got Gordon Whitmire coming on today to talk about
his. He's not obscure.
That's a major, and also a prop comic, by the way. But I would. That's my favorite thing is when the people walk by and you're just like, yeah, I'm not quite sure who that person is, but I think I might have seen him on a show.
I know that person.
Sketch comedy of some kind that I don't know. And then, or there was like Burt Reynolds walked by with like an entire fake face on. It was the strangest thing. It was like, it looked like a guy wearing a Burt Reynolds mask.
But it was actually Burt Reynolds?
Correct. It was Burt Reynolds wearing a Burt Reynolds mask. It was very, very odd. But,
well, what I've loved about what's happened over the last 2 days is that, for the most part, Herbie and Campy have been like, do